So let me start by saying something that's obvious. Why we're here today. The reason is to praise God, and the psalm that I've chosen to look at today has much to say about that idea.
就让我一开始呢，就告诉大家，很显然的呢，让告诉大家，我们今天为什么聚集在一起，这理由也就是来赞美神，这也就是在诗篇，我们选择了这个诗篇，道出了许多赞美他原因的这诗篇。
It seems sometimes the meaning of the word praise and worship can get separated too far apart. My simple way of thinking of it is, praise God for how worthy He is above all. Both can be done silently and with song.
有时候呢，我们把赞美和敬拜呢，我们把它想的太不一样了。 但是我在我简单的这个想法里头呢，当我们赞美主，也就是来歌颂他，他是值得配得称颂在一切之上的。今天呢，不管我们是用安静的心，或者是用歌来祷告呢，我们都是来敬拜他的。
Some congregations, not this one, but some congregations use the idea of worship to be mainly about music and singing. That's just one aspect of worship. It's a good one, but just one aspect of worship.
当然我今天不是针对今天的这个会众而言的，但是有些信徒的敬拜呢，他们单单的说的这个敬拜呢，主要呢，也就是说音乐。 和这个歌唱的敬拜，但是呢，虽然这是非常好的一件事情，但是呢，这只是敬拜里头的一环。We
also worship God as we gather by listening and expecting God to speak to you, no matter who has prepared a message from His revealed word, thanking God for our hearts with prayer and also worship.
今天讲到的是谁，他讲的讯息都是要启示这个上帝的这个道呢。那我们敬拜神，我们一起在这里聚集在一起来敬拜神，不管是用我们倾听还是我们来期待这个讲员的讯息。那感谢主呢，我们都是用这个赞美呢，来用我们的心来赞美。
As you already know, the offerings that we bring here are also part of worship. Praise is the acknowledgement of all the wonderful, righteous deeds of God and that He is worthy of praise.
我们的奉献呢，也同样的是敬拜的一环。赞美上，赞美呢，就是一种认知来宣扬这个上帝呢。 他是配得那位赞美，他是那位奇妙公义作为的神。So
as we go through the psalm together today, let's let it reinforce some of the key reasons we have to have joy and to praise God for that.
我们今天呢，会从一篇的诗篇里头呢，我们来再一次的来强调为什么我们来赞美上帝的这个理由。
The title of the message, as it puts forth statements, I hope we can all claim for our own, that's why we praise Him. Him being the triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
我今天所要讲的这个主题呢，不仅仅是一种赞美的这个声明呢，也希望它成为大家的在座每一个人个人的这个声明。 这也就是为什么我们今天要来赞美他，因为他是那位三一神，也就是圣父、圣子和圣灵。Now
the key thought behind this, I have to confess, behind this message is when someone may ask you, why do you gather with others once, twice, three times a week to worship and praise God? These responses can be always on our mind. So we're ready to answer that question, as in 1 Peter 3:15.
会有人当有人来问到我们，我们为什么要来今天的这个讯息背后呢的主要的这个因素是什么？为什么我们要来一聚集在一起一个礼拜聚集？也许可能是一次两次甚至三次呢的聚集一起来赞美神呢？那这个回答呢，可以经常呢我们在彼得前书
So 1 Peter 3:15 says, instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks you your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it.
彼得前书3章15节这么讲到说，只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，你们就要常作准备。
Let's pray together and then we'll read the English part of Psalm 33.
让我们低头祷告，然后我们一起来读这个诗篇33篇。
Father, we thank you for this time. It is a time of joy. It is a time of praise. Put on our hearts the importance of us being able to share that joy, share that praise with others. To be able to give a reason for our hope, to let others know how wonderful, how worthy you are of praise. Put that on our hearts. Help us to understand your ways better so that we can put that forth to the others in this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Psalm 33. We shouldn't have to repeat it for Chinese again, so I'll just read it.
Okay.
Let the godly sing for the joy of the Lord. It is fitting for the pure to praise Him. Praise the Lord with melodies on the lyre. Make music on Him on the ten-stringed harp. Sing a new song, praise to Him. Play skillfully on the harp and sing with joy. For the word of the Lord holds true and we can trust everything He does. He loves whatever is just and good, the unfailing love of the Lord fills the earth. The Lord merely spoke, and the heavens were created. He breathed the word, and all the stars were born. He assigned the sea in boundaries and locked the oceans in vast reservoirs. Let the whole world fear the Lord, and let everyone stand in awe of Him. For when He spoke, the world began. It appeared at His command. The Lord frustrates the plans of the nations and thwarts all their schemes. But the Lord's plan stands firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. What joy for the nation whose God is the Lord, whose people He has chosen as His inheritance. The Lord looks down from heaven and sees the whole human race. From His throne He observes all who live on earth. He made their hearts so He understands everything they do. The best-equipped army cannot save a king, nor the great strength enough to save a warrior. Don't count on your war horse to give you victory for all its strength. It cannot save you. But the Lord watches over those who fear Him, those who rely on His unfailing love. He rescues them from death and keeps them alive in times of famine. We put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In Him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in His holy name. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord, for our hope is in you alone. Amen.
Amen. 因为刚才我们在这个赞美队的这个姐妹已经带领我们唱，已经读过这个诗，那我们就不再重复了。
Before we go step through these verses in Psalm 33, let me just say a few words about Psalm 32. The one just before that. It ends the same way that the Psalm 33 begins, with the ideal of rejoicing or having joy as we praise the Lord.
在我开始今天讲到这个诗篇33篇之前呢，让我来先讲几句这个，事实上诗篇32篇呢，它的这个结尾呢是和33篇的。 这个开始是相同的，都是同样的讲到我们要欢乐 我们怎么样来用欢乐的这个心情来赞美我们的上帝。
Psalm 32, David praises the Lord primarily for his forgiving of his sins. He says that in Psalm 32:1.
在诗篇32篇的这个结尾呢，这个讲到说和33篇的这个开头呢，大卫呢都讲到了这个我们的主赦免我们的罪的事情。
Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight.
诗篇32篇第一节这边说到呢，得赦免其过遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
So the key thought of 32, and some have perhaps said that David was looking ahead to Isaiah 61:10.
在诗篇32篇的主要的这个章节呢，我们看到这个大卫呢，他引用了这个以赛亚书61章第10节的经文。
Isaiah 61:10, I'm overwhelmed with joy in the Lord my God, for he has dressed me with the clothing of salvation and draped me in a robe of righteousness.
以赛亚书61章第10节怎么说到？我因耶和华大大欢喜，我的心靠神快乐，因他以拯救为衣给我穿上，以公义为袍给我披上，好像新郎戴上华冠也像新妇佩戴的装饰。
So, our first response, if we're asked that question, why we praise him, can be the same as David's response.This is ground zero.
所以呢，我们第一个这个回应呢，要问的这个问题呢，是我们是不是也能像大卫一样，来赞美这个同样的这个问题来赞美这个上帝呢？这是我们敬畏神的开始起点。
By ground zero, I mean nothing gets off the ground until we've trusted God for the sacrifice of Jesus.On the cross to pay the price of our sins. Grant us complete forgiveness and give us the free gift of eternal life.
当我说这是一个起点的时候呢，那因为这是一个开始从我们是不是开始相信上帝为我主耶稣基督呢为我们做了这个牺牲，钉死在十字架上为了我们的罪付上了这个代价。而且呢他给我们这个免费的这个永生。
So now as we look through Psalm 33, we can respond that God is to be praised because he is that salvation in our life, but he's also so much more. Before we start answering more questions, let's look to Psalm 33:1-3, which talks about praise.
现在呢，就让我们进入到诗篇33节我们这里怎么样来回应这个用这个赞美呢来回这个来回应这个主耶稣基督他的救赎和更多的这个原因。那在我们开始回答这个之前呢，就让我们先来看看诗篇33篇第1到3节怎么样说关于这个赞美。
Verse 1 starts with the instruction to sing for joy because it's fitting for his people. Other translations use the word it's comely, but as I looked up the word in Hebrew, it can be beautiful. And that's the one I like to think of, that our praise is beautiful to the Lord.
第一节这边一开始说到呢我们赞美这个话呢是适合上帝的子民的，是合宜的。那有些这个翻译呢翻成这个端庄，但是在我来看呢这个希伯来文本身的这个原意呢，可能用这个美丽呢我想可能这样的表达会是更适合的。
So we all know there are many emotions that our heart can be gripped by, ups and downs, but no emotion is as elegant and beneficial and as beautiful as the heart that is filled with praise for the Lord.
我们都知道我们的情感呢、经常随着我们的心情 而来起伏，但是呢没有一种这个心情呢、是可以和、当我们的心是被这个上帝的这个赞美、来充满，那么端庄，那么有益处，而且那是那么美丽的。
So verses 2 and 3 talk about certain musical instruments from that time、with the Song of Joy. Now, they didn't have a nice piano and that beautiful piano and things, but they had the instruments that they had.、and getting back to the ideal of praise and worship, I think it can be with sound, or we can just be silently singing from our heart. It just has to come from the heart.
在第二节到第三节这边有、提到了几种、当时的这个、乐器用来赞美、上帝的这个乐器、当我们回想到、这个赞美和这个敬拜的时候呢，我常常在想，不管是有声或者是无声，只要是从我们心里真诚的这个赞美，都是美好的。
Now this concept of having a new song goes along with the rest of Psalms, and I think it means we are to be thoughtful and we are to exercise our mind to find new reasons to praise Him.
在这里这个新歌的这个、这个定义呢、并不仅仅是代表、在这个、诗篇里头这个对这个新歌的这个定义呢，我想指的是呢当我们思想很周全的时候，而且我们就能够发现不同的这个新的这个理由呢来赞美我们的主。
It should be clear that we have many reasons every day to exalt Him for His grace, His blessings and His goodness to us. Let's look at Lamentations 3:22-23.
我想这是这。我们有很多各种不同的理由呢，我们可以来啊、赞扬他的这个啊、这个上帝的这个恩典啊、上帝给我们的祝福，以及上帝对我们的这个美善。那特别是就像在耶利米哀歌里头3:22-23这么说到了。
I'm sure you know what Lamentations means. For Jeremiah, it was a time of deep sorrow, but he says in 3:22-23.The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning.
我想这个大先知耶利米在他哀伤的时候呢，他仍然说道，我们不至消灭是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至断绝。
Now when some of you musically gifted people,come up with a new song, it may sound beautiful to others. On the other hand, a new song from someone like me may cause people to say, what was that? That doesn't sound like music. But God hears both of us, and He hears us from the heart, and it's beautiful to Him.
当我们在座的、有一些这个、对音乐有恩赐的、人来讲呢，这个新歌呢，对我们听众来讲呢，可以是非常非常美妙的。但是相对另外一方面来讲呢，对我像我一个对音乐不是没有恩赐的人来讲呢，这个音乐唱出来可能对大家就不是那么一番的享受了但是不管怎么。这个音乐是怎么样听起来是怎么样，只要我们是从发自我们的内心里头出来的，那上帝都会蒙上帝的喜悦的。
So let's think about verses 4 and 5 of this psalm, and we can say praise God for His word of truth and love perfectly combined, we should rejoice in God's word.
让我们来看看第四到第五节这个诗人看到说我们可以赞美上帝他的这个真理和他的爱完美的这个结合，我们应该来为上帝的在上帝的话语里头来喜乐。
In the psalm, it may seem like it's only speaking about the word of Scripture, but it's also about the living word. And we know that Genesis through Revelation is about Jesus Christ.
在诗篇里面呢，看起来好像我们比较多讲的是神的这个话语，但是常常呢，它也包括了那活泼长存的道，因为我们晓得，不管是从这个创世纪一直到启示录，讲的都是耶稣基督。
This written word, or the word of God, is like a compass that guides his people through the wilderness of this world, just like an Exodus when they came out of slavery. Ironically, the world is in slavery to sin, and yet they won't look to God to free them of that.
这上帝的话语呢，就像我们这个生命的这个指南针一样，引导着我们就像在以色列神带以色列人出旷野的时候那样子的这个那样子的引导让他们脱离这个奴役。但是很讽刺的呢，今天的这个世界是在这个罪的这个辖制之下，但是我们呢却不来期望我们的上帝呢来把我们解救出来。
All around us, I think we can see the results of abandoning God's word, treating it like a fairy tale. The obvious result of sinful man's decision to abandon God's word is increasing wickedness and evil in our society.
我们看看我们的周围呢，这些奇怪的这个现象呢，就是当人们背弃了这个上帝的话语，把上帝的话语好像是看作是童话故事一样很显然的呢这是因为我们罪的这个缘故呢，让我们来远离了这个上帝那同时呢，在我们的社会上也增加了许多的这个邪恶和不法的事情。
On the other hand, from God's word, we can discern His will for the course of our lives. We could find out how we are to live day by day. That is a great reason to praise Him.
但是另外一方面呢，当我们仰望上帝的这个话语的时候呢，我们就可以看清楚这我们人生的这个整个生命的过程呢，而且从当中呢，我们可以知道怎么样来过我们每一天的生活，这是一个非常美好的这个理由，我们来赞美他的。
Now, in addition, God's word is not just instructions or instructional; it's very personal. It's filled with His love, as seen in the Gospel of Jesus. In this case, God showed His perfect combination of truth or justice and love by sending His Son as a sacrifice for our sin on the cross.And His resurrection to give us the free gift of eternal life.
此外呢，上帝的这个话语呢，不单单是告诉我们真理之外，而且它也是非常这个个人化的，让我们能够从当中看到这个从耶稣基督的这个福音里头呢，看到他充满这个爱。那在上帝完美的这个组合了这个真理和这个公义和爱借着这个主耶稣基督呢，他牺牲在为我们的罪牺牲在十字架上，而且他的复活呢，给了我们永恒的这个生命。
And don't get me wrong, we may have a lot of brain power in this room, I believe.A lot of intellectual thinking, but this is a great mystery. We never could have figured out this without the written word of God. down, passed down through the ancient past, and His living Word, Jesus, shown to the world at His first coming. How else could such a holy, transcendent, eternal God reveal Himself to man? Think about it.
我知道我们在座有绝顶聪明的人，但是呢，我们永远都没有办法能够来完全的明白上帝他真正的这个从他的这个活生生的这个话语，还有耶稣基督，还有这个他向这个要来这个世界呢所显现的这一切呢，都不是我们所能完全了解的。那我们怎么能够来完全的来了解这么一位圣洁，这么一位超然，这么一位永恒上帝他是谁呢？
So God's written word and living word, Jesus, are such a wonderful reason for our joy and our praise to God.
上帝的这个所给我们的这个话语和他活泼长存的道呢，也就是主耶稣基督呢，是这么一个完美的理由，让我们给我们这个喜乐，而且给我们这么美好的一个理由来赞美我们的上帝。
And if those aren't enough reasons, we have verses 6 through 9 to respond to the word that we praise Him for His creative power to speak the universe into existence.
但是就从这个第六章第六节到第九节这么说到说他创造了这个大能呢，和这个上帝他的这个借着他的话语呢，宇宙被造成呢，也不足以来讲述上帝的这个大能了。
In these verses, the psalmist reminds us everything we see around us, everything in the seen and the unseen world, was spoken into existence.
在这个短短的几节里面呢，他再次的提醒了我们呢，不管是我们所看见或者是没有看见的，都完完全全的是因为上帝的这个话语而成立的。
Now I know some of us in science may say, oh, there's another explanation, but no, I don't think so. Nothing was created that was out of pre-existent matter. There weren't any eternal angels, sun, moon, stars. They were all made by the Word of God. The essential Word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, as we see in John 1:4.
在这里呢，没有任何在这里讲到的不是任何一个事先已经存在的这个东西。当我们讲到说这些永恒的这个天使，这个月亮、太阳、月亮和星星，这些呢都是是照着这个神的话语所造成的。这个真理的上帝的这个话语的本质呢，就像在就是耶稣，就是我们的主耶稣基督他自己，就像在约翰福音一章四节这边所说到的。
John 1:4, the Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone.
约翰福音一章四节，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
Now we're also told that all creation was weighed by the breath, and that breath is the Holy Spirit, the third person in the Trinity. We shouldn't think of one person took this part, another person took this part. They were all together, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, jointly concerned in this creation.
当我们在这里讲到说圣经里讲到说所有的这个创造呢，都是借着上帝的气或者是圣灵，上帝的灵而成的。上帝的这个灵呢，也就是在三位一体里头的第三个这个位格。我们不应该认为呢这整个的创造的这个过程呢 所讲到的是圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们各扮演一个不同的角色，来创造不同的东西。事实上，在这里呢，我们看到的是，他们都是在这个整个宇宙的创造里头，他们都是同步的。
Now, some of us may think like classwork. Oh, that's good information about God's power, creativity, glory. That's true, but it's just information. But no, it's really about relationship. Remember, we were created to be in the image, not images, of the one true God.
有些人呢，可能会认为，哦，这给我们很好的这个一些的这个关于上帝的这个大能的这个资讯，还有他的这个创造力，他的荣耀。但是呢，我们看到的不仅仅是这样，而且我们看到的是更多的是讲到说，这三位一体的关系。我们要知道呢，当我们被创造的时候呢，我们是按照这位三位一体的单一的这个形象，而不是按照三个不同的形象所创造出来的。
Let's just think of it this way. Someone that's so amazed that they got to meet, maybe even know the person that invented some of the great devices like the PC or the Internet or AI, something like that. But even more, even a person so amazed to know these two men, Watson and Crick, that discovered the DNA molecule structure that is central to our human bodies.
有些人呢会觉得非常的光荣，当他们能够遇见，或者他们知道某些伟大发明的这些人，就像个人电脑，网络的这个发明人，或者是人工智慧的发明人等等，甚至呢，我们可能会觉得更光荣的，如果我们晓得发现这个 去氧核糖核酸结构的两个人 Watson 跟 Crick 这两个人呢，因为去氧核糖核酸的结构的发现呢，是我们人生命的这个身体里头的这个中心。
I studied a lot about DNA at my university time, but how amazing when I tell someone I actually know the one that created the structure of DNA. And everything connected to it. Even more, he actually knows me in a very personal way.
我在大学的时候呢，也对这个DNA这个去氧核糖核酸的这个结构非常的有感兴趣。但是当我知道谁是真正的这个创造这个DNA的这个人的时候呢，那我就觉得更奇妙了，因为这个人。 他不仅仅创造了DNA, 而且他知道我的各方方面面。
Recently, I've been talking to others about the ideal of general versus specific revelation. General revelation, the whole world can see that, or of creation, even though they may not acknowledge it from God. And yet, because of specific revelation from God, you can say, I not only see the glory and the power of the creation, but I have a close relationship with the Creator.
最近呢，我在研读一般关于一般的启示和特定的启示。这一般的启示呢，是让一般的众民呢，能了解，借着这个创造呢，来。 让我们知道这位创造者他是谁，但是呢，这些特定的这个上帝从上帝而来特定的这个启示呢，就不仅仅让我看见上帝他的创造这个全能和荣耀之外呢，更让我知道我和这位创造者竟然有这么亲密的关系。
Don't miss out on this, even if you're in school. And you had to explain evolution for your dissertation or whatever for your final defense. But the idea that God created me, created everything, causes me to fear God in the right way as an awesome creator. But that gives me a joyful reason to praise Him. I need to know that my response is why I praise Him for His creation.
那些启示呢，不仅仅告让我知道我为什么要来敬畏神，而且呢，这位创造的、这位奇妙的创造者呢，他是值得配得我们的赞美，而且给我们这么美好、这么欢喜的这个原因来赞美我们的神。我们需要知道呢，那是很重要的这个原因，为什么我们要来敬拜神。
Okay, we're just getting started. We're just building up steam here. Let's look at verses 10 through 12 and think. We can say we rejoice in and praise God for His sovereign and perfect will in choosing us as His inheritance.
我们还有更多的来赞美这个上帝的这个原因。我们刚刚只不过是建立了一些支流而已。现在呢，让我们再来看看 第十到十二节这边所说的，我想呢，我们能够这个赞美我们的上帝呢，因着他的这个全能和在选择我们成为他的这个后世上完美的旨意上面呢，我们也可以来赞美他了。
So. Men can make their plans, devise their schemes, but in the end, God's will is going to be accomplished. If you look at all the maneuvering of nations right now, it's possible to become filled with fear. The foolish decisions by our own government here can lead us wondering how things will play out in the time of history.
人呢，可以制定各种不同的这个计划和筹算他们的这个计谋。 但是最终呢，都会按照这个神的旨意来成就的。如果你看看现今这个国家的这个领导人呢，怎么样来操纵这个国家，我们很可能呢，我们会充满了这个害怕，这些愚蠢的这些决定，因为因着我们政府所制定的这些愚蠢的这些决定呢，常常让我们。 猜想着在将来的这个历史和历史上面呢，究竟会扮演怎么样的角色呢？
Now we need to not fear in a worldly sense, because our God is in control of all things. In that it doesn't matter how things look, God will have the final word. His is the dominant will. Now that concept bothers some folks.
我们不需要为这世上的这些事情来。 担忧，因为最终呢，我们的神仍然是那位掌权的神，不管事情看起来是怎么样呢，上帝呢，他是最后那位有决定权的那位，因为呢，他的旨意和他的这个主导的这个地位呢，是永远长存的。这样子的说法呢，可能有些人会不赞同的。
But it comforts me, even when I see the negative things on the news, I'm reminded day by day, God is in control of all things. That allows me to rest in His will, trust Him to make the things work out as they should, for my good, His glory, and we see that in Romans 8:28.
但是不管怎么样呢，我们不用去惧怕世上的任何事情，因为我们知道我们的上帝。 是掌权的那位，这样子的这个想法呢，他安慰了我。即使很多的这个看到很多负面的这个新闻，我们看到每天所发生的这个事情呢，那这句话呢，都一直在提醒着我，上帝他是掌权的那位。那让我呢在。 能够安息在他的旨意里面，也不管这个，而且 我们也知道这一切事情，这一切呢都是为了我们这个和上帝的这个荣耀，就像罗马书八章二十八节所说的。
Romans 8:28, and we know, I hope we know, that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them.
罗马书八章二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人。
Now, I don't want you to misunderstand me on this. I'm not one that thinks we should not vote or keep on with what's going on where we live. I do think events of the day should not push us to despair and not cause us to act in hateful ways to others that we disagree with.
大家不要误会，我在鼓励大家不要去投票，或者就让我们随着这个世界的潮流走吧。事实上我想每一件事情的这个我都不应该把我们推向一个绝望的这个境地，或者让我们更增加因着这个彼此的不同而来仇恨彼此。
I think verse 12 is really important to me for this reason. I love America as my home, and I think anyone should care about whatever nation is your home nation, for sure.That doesn't mean I put my nation ahead of other nation when it comes to the love of God. I feel I should pray for all the nations to know the love of God.
第十二节对我是这么的重要。我爱美国这个国家，就是美国这个是我的这个home country， 是我们的这个这个祖国。那我想呢，我们每一个人都应该爱不管你认为的祖国是哪一个，你都应该去爱。这并不表示呢因着我爱这个上帝呢，那我就把我自己的这个这个祖国呢来放到其他国家之前。我想呢，我们都应该为所有的国家来祈祷他们能够爱上帝。
At the end of the day, my true nation is the one that Jesus claims as His people. That's the only true nation whose God is the Lord, and the only one He will have as His inheritance.
我们知道在世界的末了的时候呢，我的真正的这个国家呢，是那耶稣基督宣称属他子民的这个国度。这是唯一的这个上帝是我的主，而且也是唯一一个我们是属他产业的国家了。
So knowing and living by the will of God, it's a good pattern for living. While rejecting His will and going against His plan is a recipe for spiritual disaster. We can see that playing out in many nations of the world. But this new nation we belong to as God's people will never fall. Let's take great joy in that. We belong to that nation.
所以呢，知道我们是按着这个神的心意和而活的这个生命呢，是我们生命的非常好的这个一个模式。那不管是谁呢，当拒绝了他的这个上帝的这个旨意，而来和上帝的这个计划来对抗的时候呢，我们知道会带进一个属灵的这个混乱里面。那我们也常常看到这个在许多国家里面正发生这样子的悲剧。但是呢这个新的这个世界呢，是新的这个属于上帝的这个世界呢，是不会坠落的那我们可以来高高兴兴的来为这而来欢呼。
We may sometimes forget to praise God for His watchful eye over us. That's declared in verses 13 through 18. There was an old song sung by a woman at Billy Graham's evangelistic crusades.
在13到18节这边呢，我们有时候呢会忘记了，事实上上帝呢，他是时时的 来看顾着我们。有一首古老的这个歌曲呢，经常会在那个 Billy Graham 他的这个宣教的这个团队里头，有一个女人所唱的一首歌，老歌。
That song was sung by an African American woman born out of the situation where her 12-year-old mother was raped by an older man. The song "His Eye Is on the Sparrow" was written while reflecting on Matthew 10:29-31, but it was very personal for that woman.
这首歌呢，就是说他的目光停留在麻雀上，这首歌呢是由一个非洲的非洲的这个美国黑人唱出来的一首歌。他这首歌的这个背景呢，是他12岁的这个母亲呢被一个老的那个男人呢来强奸了。这首歌呢是按照这个马太福音10:29-31所写出来的，但是对这个女人来讲呢，却是非常非常个人化的一首诗歌。
Matthew 10:29-39. What is the price of 2 sparrows? 1 copper coin?But not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your father knowing it. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows.
马太福音第10:29-31，两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？若是你们的父不许，一个也不能掉在地上，就是你们的头发也都被数过了，所以不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重呢。
Thinking about that situation and that woman, of course I'm involved with the pro-life, it draws me to Psalm 139, verse 1 and 16-17.
当我想到这个唱歌的女人的这个情况还有这个女人的这个她的价值呢，这个女人她是艾塞尔沃特斯，她想到她的故事呢，就让我想到诗篇139篇第一章，第一节和这个16-17。
Psalm 139:1, O Lord, you have examined my heart, you know everything about me.And then in verse 16 and 17, you saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered.
诗篇139篇第一节，耶和华，你已经鉴察了我，认识我。16-17，我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了，你所定的日子，我尚未度过一日，你都写在你册上了。神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。
So Psalm 33 verse 13 says, God sees the whole human race, nothing gets past him. However, in verse 18 it says, he watches over those who fear him,and trust him for his unfailing love. You know, rich and famous people, they might have many security guards.
诗篇33篇第三节讲到了上帝呢，他看顾这个所有的这个人，所有的种族，没有一个人能够来这个逃过他的眼目。然而呢，在第十八节他说到呢，他看顾那他。看顾那些敬畏他人和相信他的人，也因看顾那些因他永不衰退的爱而相信他而敬畏他的人。你知道吗？有许多的这个有钱人和这个有名的人物呢，他们有多少的这个 这个保镖在他们的身边保护他们。
In verses 14 through 17, some may even have a whole army that guards them, but no one army can ever save you from danger. But we have the biggest and the most powerful bodyguard in the universe, and that's God. He watches over those who trust in Him. That's just one reason more to praise Him.
在14到17节这边讲到说呢，其实是有整个的这个这个军队呢来保护他，没有一个这个军队呢能够真正的来保护你免于这个危险。但是你们知道吗？我们有了一位这位宇宙唯一的这位最大而且最有能力的这个保镖在我们的这个身边保护我们。他不仅仅看顾着我们，看顾着那些相信他的人，而这也是我们另外一个理由可以来加添来赞美我们的上帝的。
So let me conclude with the message that we see in verses 19 through 22. He not only sees, but he reminds us we praise God for how he rescues us with his unfailing love. This is going to first and foremost remind us of where we started in Psalm 32.
让我来用第19节到22节来为今天的这个这个讲章来做一个这个总结。因着这个上帝的他的这个永不衰退的这个爱呢，他这个章节呢，这个19到22节呢，再次的提醒我们我们赞美上帝呢，因为他拯救了我们。也因着这是第一个也是最重要的一个原因是在诗篇我们一开始的时候诗篇32章第一节所说的。
Because of his death on the cross and his resurrection 3 days later, we are truly rescued, not from bodily death, but from spiritual death, from eternal death. He has conquered eternal death for us.1 Corinthians 15:57 tells us about that.
因着他的死在十字架上呢，和三天之后的复活呢，我们是被真正的来从这个不仅仅是从这个不是从肉体上的这个死亡的这个拯救，而是从我们灵命上和这个永生的这个死里头把我们拯救出来他已经胜过了他已经为我们胜过了这个死亡，就像哥林多前书15章57节这么说到的。
1 Corinthians 15:57, But thank God he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢
Go ahead.
感谢神使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督。
So I want to attach a little saying to that, if you will. Born once, die twice. Born twice, die once.
就像我们常常说的一句的这个俗语生一次死两次，或者是生两次死一次，你要哪一个呢？
God has just told us through this psalm that the destinies of nations are in His hands. The decisions that will determine the course of the world are not made in Washington, Moscow, Beijing. The decisions that will affect the course of this world are made in heaven by the sovereign God.
上帝呢，他才借着这个诗篇呢，来告诉了我们这个国家的这个命运呢是掌握在他的手中的，这个决定呢决定这个世界这个走向呢，不是决定在这个华盛顿，也不是由莫斯科，也不是由北京的这些当局者能够来掌权的，这个决定呢 啊，是完完全全是因为在我们有的这个在天上掌权的上帝，他才来做这个决定的。
The amazing thing is, while God sovereignly controls everything that takes place in the universe, He still has time for the individual. While a lost world lives in fears, the people of God can rest in the loving arms of God. Who will take care of us until we join Him in glory? Hebrews 13:5b talks about that.
更让我惊讶的是，这位掌管万事万物的上帝呢，他掌管了整个这个宇宙，他竟然还有这个时间啊，来看顾我这个个人。当这个世界，当我们活在这个迷失的这个世界恐惧的时候呢，那上帝的这个子民呢，仍然能够安歇在他的怀里。我们呢，我们会，他会照顾我们。他就像是希伯来书13章下半节这边所说的。
So the second part of Hebrews 13:5, for God has said, I will never fail you, I will never abandon you.
Amen. 在希伯来书13章第五节下半节这边讲到，这个主说呢，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
So we're getting ready to close here. And if someone asks us why we praise God, we may give them some of these reasons. This is where you say, as I go through this, Amen. Okay?
当有人问到说我们为什么要来赞美主的时候，赞美上帝的时候呢，那我们可以就以上的这些答案来告诉他们。我相信这也是我们为什么我们会说Amen 这个字。
We praise God for the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross to pay the price of our sins and give us the free gift of eternal life.
Amen. 我们因着上帝他赐下了这个主耶稣基督为了我们的罪走上了这个钉死在十字架上，而且给我们这个永生来当作礼物来给我们来赞美。
We pray God for His word of truth and love that's perfectly combined.
Amen. 我们感谢我们赞美上，也因着上帝他的真道和这个爱呢，是这么一样完美的组合在我们身上，我们来感谢主。
We praise God for His creative power to speak the universe into existence.
Amen. 我们也因着上帝他创造了这个全能，那创造了这个世界宇宙，也因着他这个世界和宇宙，也因着他说有命立，说有就有，命立就立，而来感谢主。
We praise God for His sovereign and perfect will in choosing us for His inheritance.
Amen. 我们也因着上帝呢他的这个掌权和完美的旨意呢，而使得我们呢被拣选成为他的后嗣，而来赞美主。
We praise God for His watchful eye over us.
Amen. 我们也因着他时时的看顾着我们，而来赞美主。
We praise God for how He rescues us with His unfailing love.
Amen. Amen. 我们也因着他的这个拯救呢，和永不衰退的爱，而来赞美上帝。
It's not really the end of it, though. The end of this psalm should tell our hearts that we need to take a fresh look of God so that we might be filled with praise for Him and be rejoicing for Him and the whole world to see His glory.
Amen. 也在这个诗篇，在这今天这个讲到的这个末了呢，那我们应该来重新审视我们这我们的上帝呢那让我们呢我们的心呢被这些所这些赞美而来充满，那也因着也为这个世界呢 将看见这个上帝的这个荣美呢而来雀跃。
Let's pray together.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, thank you for giving us this word, that's written down for us. We have access to the Bibles, to the written message. Thank you for how that leads us. Thank you for how you want us to know you. And thank you for sending your Son, the living Word, to speak into our lives. And now that we've trusted you to live inside us, what an incredible blessing. So when somebody would ask us, why do we praise you? We would say, there's so many things. Let me tell you some of them. We give you thanks that we have plenty of things to be blessed with and to praise Him for. Give you thanks, Father, for being our inheritance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.